I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. The year was 1877. That summer, during what came to be known as the Great Upheaval, police, the U.S. Army, and the National Guard brutally crushed a national railroad strike. The simmering anger of working people had many elected officials and industrialists on edge. One man saw the labor unrest as a business opportunity. And on this day in labor history, the treasurer of the Gatlin Gun Company wrote a letter to the president of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad with a proposal. He wrote, "We have the honor to suggest that you strengthen yourself now against such emergencies in the future by providing yourselves with Gatlin guns. 4 or 5 men only are required to operate it, and one Gatling with a full supply of ammunition can clear a street or track and keep it clear." The 6-barrel hand-cranked weapon could fire 200 bullets a minute. Upgrades to the gun soon had it cranking out an astonishing 600 bullets a minute. This ferocious new weapon set its sights on the cause of labor. In 1878, in Cleveland, Ohio, 25 prominent citizens formed the Cleveland Gatlin Gun Battery to deal with labor uprisings. Armed with 2 of the new guns, the militia drilled and held social events, but never fired the gun against workers. Militias from San Francisco to Connecticut, from Kansas to Pennsylvania, likewise armed themselves. Perhaps the place where the gun became most infamously used against labor was in the Colorado Mining Wars. In 1914, a Gatlin type gun mounted on an armored car was used to shoot up a workers' tent city in Ludlow.
Miss Pavlichenko, well known to fame, Russia's your country.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.
For all time to come, 300 Nazis spelled by your gun.